We begin Sefer Vayikra. Finally, after hearing about Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, hearing about Bnei Yisrael receiving the Torah, hearing about Bnei Yisrael receiving the mitzvah and actually building the portable Har Sinai, and now we've got to learn what to do in that portable Har Sinai. What is the avoda that we as a nation must be doing? And the parsha and the sefer begin. Vayikra el Moshe, vayidaber Hashem elav, me ohel moed lemor. Much ink has been spent on that first pasuk. I want to focus on the next pasuk. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamarta alehem. Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. Min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, u-min ha-tzon, takrivu et korbanchem. The beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Perek Aleph, deals with the Korban Ola. The Korban Ola. The Korban Ola is burned completely on the Mizbeach, and that is why, according to Rashi, it's called an Ola. It rises up, it goes up. It can be brought from a bull, from a sheep, from a goat. We don't see in this Pasuk, but it can be brought from birds also. And there are many reasons that are given. There are many reasons that want many causes to bring a korban ola, a personal korban ola. We're talking about a personal korban now. Adam ki akriv mikem. And the primary reason, as mentioned in the Gemara and mentioned in Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Zayin, is al hirhure halev. Al hirhure halev. Improper thoughts. And that is actually why the Ramban says it's called an Ola. Not because it's burned completely, but it's because you bring it for things that are Ola bidato, things that come up on your mind. That's an expression in Hebrew and Aramaic as well. Things that come up. Oh, it just came up. Things that I think about that have come to my mind. That's a Korban Ola. Rashi, two different Rashis on that Pasuk. First Rashi, it's still in that first source, those two Rashis. One Rashi says, Divrei Matchil Takrivu, so he said, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta lehem Adam, ki akriv mikem korban l'Hashem, min ha-behema, etc. Takrivu et korbanchem. So what is Takrivu? Rashi says, Melameid sheshnaim mitnadvim ola b'shutafut. We learn from here that not only am I allowed to bring a korban individually, but two people can bring a korban together, b'shutafut. Two people are allowed to become, what's a shutaf? It's modern Hebrew also.
Partner,
yafeh ma'od. That two people are allowed to bring a korban as partners. Next, Rashi also says, korban chem, milameid, shehi ba'a nidvat tzibur. That a korban tzibur can also come from nidavat tzibur, from the contributions of the tzibur, of a larger crowd. He olat keta mizbeach. What kind of korban is that? That's a korban that is a keta mizbeach. It's a korban that is brought whenever the mizbeach is quiet. The tzibur then gets together, so to speak. We'll explain this a little bit better in a moment. And brings a korban so the mizbeach isn't quiet. Melamechi ba nidavat tzibur hi olat keitz mizbeach haba'a min ha-motarot. So to speak, extra money that is collected from the machazit ha-shekel. One of the purposes of the machazit ha-shekel when we're building the Mishkan is for the adanim. One of the purposes of the money that you brought for the machzir shekel is brought for korban tzibur, a korban musaf on Rosh Chodesh, a korban musaf on Shabbos, let's say Yom Kippur. And another thing that is done is olat keitza mizbeach. Whenever there is a lull in the mizbeach, we go to our collective bank account, buy an animal from the animals we just mentioned, and it's brought. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bidvaro. And it's brought. Now, it seems that Rashi, these two Rashis, Rashi is bothered by a so to speak, in quotes, mistake, or I'll call it an inconsistency of grammar. Because the pasuk says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amart alayhem, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. That's singular. And yet the end of the pasuk says, Uminatzon takrivu et korbanchem. So we have, really, in this pasuk alone, we have three possibilities of a korban. We have a yachid. One person can bring a korban. We have a shutaf or shutafut, partnership. And then we also have, and that's takrivu, you together, the two of you, the five of you, get together and make a korban. We also have korban chen. We also have this your korban, and Rashi tells us, it's referring to the korban of a tzibur. Now, I can understand the difference easily between a korban yachid and a korban tzibur. Or maybe we'll call it even, I can understand it between a yachid and a shutaf. I alone shoulder the burden versus we together, the two of us, the five of us, together shoulder the financial burden to buy this bull, this sheep, this goat, this bird. But what is the difference between a tzibur and a shutaf? It just basically is the same thing. Sounds like one is shutafut of two people or five people, and one is shutafut of 600,000 people or 2 million people. Lahavdil elef alfei avdalot. As you may know, I have a child who was bar mitzvah about a year ago, and one of the things he wanted to do with his... He's off the hook, by the way. I was told to make him off the hook, and for now, from events earlier today, enough said. I won't go home angry. No, chalila v'chalila, petach v'chatat rovetz. Long Dvar Torah there, you can't go home angry. I'm not angry anyway, I'm just kidding around. But anyway, so one of the things he did with his, he got some money for his bar mitzvah, so he decided to buy some stocks. Sound good?
Really?
Yeah. He is getting a good and bad lesson on purchasing stocks. The good lesson is research a company, invest in the company. What does it mean to be a part owner? The bad lesson is that he came in at world record, you know, stock market breaking, record breaking stock market, and he's never lost a penny. And it's important to know that you don't always win. And he asked me the other day, can you lose money in the stock market? And I and I said, let me talk to you about that. I basically told him that if he's ever behind me in a line in a supermarket, don't stand behind me because we're going to be much longer. Go somewhere else. And I said, don't pick the stocks that I pick. Anyway, he picked Nike. He wants to pick Nike. So he before he did it, we have to explain, maybe you don't understand this, maybe you probably do, that he is now a part owner in Nike. He's not a, yeah, I know, you can give him a little, he's a part owner. Now it happens to be, there's probably many, many millions of other part owners in Nike. He also, not to burst any bubbles, is not a huge shareholder, like 80% of the stocks, is probably not that high. But he is a part owner. And anybody who owns stock in a company is a part owner. You might be a minority of a minority of a minority of a minority, but you're a part owner. So, lahavdil, don't want to compare things that shouldn't be compared, that seems basically to be what a tzibur is. A tzibur is a lot of people owning this korban versus a few people owning this korban. The Ramban on this pasuk, the next source down, quotes these two Rashis together. And then the Ramban says the following. Piresh harav, Rashi, Cain. Rashi explained these two ideas, shutafut and tzibur. Lomar, she'im yitnadvu rabim lehavi ola. That the truth is that if many people get together and donate an ola, olat hashutafin hi, olat hashutafin hi, it's still an ola of partners. You could be a stock owner, shareholder, a tiny, 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 tiny shareholder in one bull. Take the value of a bull, divide it by 2 million, 3 million today, b'chasdei Hashem, 12, 13 million people, divide that, and you're a part owner, that's a shutaf. And it doesn't matter if you're a 50% owner or a 0.0000050 owner. You're a shutaf. Says the Ramban, Ma bein shnaim ha-mishtatfim b'korban u'bein asara v'elef sh'nishtatfu bo. There's no difference between two people who are partners, or 10 people, or 1,000 people who became partners. Aval ketz ha-mizbeach ha-ba min ha-motarot leiv beit din matne alehen. Literally, it means the heart of the Beit Din makes a condition. That is an expression in the Gemara to mean that Beit Din has powers to assume, in quotes, what the Tzibur wants. And when they took your money, they said, we're going to spend it the way the Tzibur wants it to be spent. Ulefikach hi olat Tzibur. What does that mean? What does that mean? There is a significant difference between a tzibur and shutafin. What is the difference? So Rav Kook, as you know, has written many svarim. One of the svarim that he wrote is, I printed for you here, I photocopied. It's called Mishpat Kohen. Mishpat Kohen, he didn't write. His son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, compiled based on shiurim that Rav Kook gave on Mitzvot Atluya Baaretz and Hilchot Melachim and Hilchot Binyan Beit HaBechira. It's a very special set of ideas based on this era that we are living in, and Rav Kook himself was not zocheh to see. What does he say? Rav Kook, first, I just need a little background. Rav Kook is explaining a difference of opinion between the Tzedukim and the Prushim. As you know, the second Beit HaMikdash, the Chachamim, the Tanaim, were petrified that Tzedukim would infiltrate the running of the Beit HaMikdash. And there were many things we did, sometimes, usually the Chumrah, but sometimes Lekula, in order to show we are not Tzedukim. One of these examples is Bill Gates comes along and says, you know what? Today, you know, Bill Gates, a Jewish Bill Gates, comes along one day and says, you know, I am going to donate the Korban Tamid today. And we're going to give, as Rav Bednar spoke about on Shabbos, it's going to be the Gates Korban today. It's a beautiful gift, and it saves the Tzibur money. Right, we don't have all the money in the world, and it's nice, and he almost does. So it might be nice if he donated the Korban Tami today. For him, it's nothing. For us, it's a tzibur, it's kaspei tzibur. I could use this money in other ways. The Tzedukim said, of course, no problem. It makes sense. It does make sense. And the Chachamim said, absolutely not. Why? It doesn't seem to make... What's the position of the Chachamim? Says Rav Kook in Mishpat Kohen. Uma shiratzu hatzdukim, line 1. Uma shiratzu hatzdukim. And that, which the tzdukim wanted to do, shiyachid yihye mitnadev u'mevi tamid, that the yachid can come and bring a korban tamid. Ba, why? Where does that come from? Why do they allow that? Why would they want that? Mipnei shelo hodu, shiyesh bichlalut Knesset Yisrael kedusha miyuchedet. They did not believe that Knesset Yisrael has a unique kedusha. Ma shelo nimtza bechol am v'lashon. It doesn't exist in any other nation, in any other language. Shekol uma, every other nation. Ikar hakibutz shela, the primary reason why they gather, primary. Kedei lehetiv layichidim hapratim. The pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. No, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Okay. I person lives, I'm using the United States as an example. I know not everybody comes from the United States, but I came to the United States because I want to have a good life. I want to contribute to my family, and that's fine. So we need to, the country gets together to take care of the individuals. Aval haklal mitzar atzmo, but the klal, ein lo mitziyut atzmit, there is no independent existence. V'nimtza, she'erech hatzibur klapei yomot ha'olam, hu bivchinat shutafim. Really, other nations are shutafim. V'yetzel ha'shutafim bevadai ha'ikar hu chelko shel kol yachid shebeshutafut ha'klalit legabei oto ha'yachid. And of course, when it comes to partners, everyone's going to want to know, how many shares do I have in this partnership? I am a 51% shareholder. I'm a 99% shareholder. I'm a 0.001%. Where do I stand in this? Now, don't get me wrong. This is not Rav Kook saying that everybody is selfish, selfish, selfish. We're talking about on a national, general level. Of course there are givers. Of course there are people who contribute. Of course there are altruistic Jews and non-Jews. But as a nation, there is no identity to the United States or England or Australia. Those are countries that we get together, we decide that I need you and you need me. This is a theory called social contract theory. If you've ever read Lonely Man of Faith, he talks about this. Social contract theory means there's a contract in our society. I would love to give you nothing. I would love, don't take that person, it's only an example. I would love to give you nothing. I would love to take everything. But I realize that I can't. And therefore, I make a deal. I'm in society, and I make a deal. My deal is that I'll pay taxes. My deal is that I'll follow the speed limit. I don't want to, but I need to. And the deal is that if you catch me speeding, you can give me a ticket. My deal is that I'm going to contribute to society what I can, and you will contribute to society what you can. And we'll make a deal. I make shoes. You bake bread. I will make shoes and contribute the shoes to society. You make bread and you contribute. You give me bread. That's called the social contract theory. I said it very simplistically. And that's what the world, how the world views nations. Again, it sounds selfish, but we're just talking on a philosophical level. What do I get out of it? What can I gain? It's for me. And that's why you have rebellions as recently as today. We are in the middle, I don't mean in Israel. There is a challenging peace, but that's maybe one of the hearts at the heart of this struggle right now. What are you doing for me? I contribute. Do you contribute? So I'm not going to contribute if you're also not going to contribute. We're living through a revolt in the Ukraine / Russia right now. Russia moved troops into Crimea, which is southern Ukraine today. And it's not good. We're in a difficult world right now because I don't want to be part of this country. You do, I don't. Whatever country we live in, that's what rebellions come from. That's what happened in 1776. That's what happened in some year in Canada, but I wouldn't know which. No, what was it? 1980? What was it? I don't know. I'm just kidding. But there was, we rebelled against other countries, Britain again. Anyway, but that's it, because we don't like being part. That makes sense. However, Aval be'emet legabe Yisrael, when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, tzibur v'shutafim heim shnei musagim. These are two different things completely. You can't compare them. Kidemashma misugya mimishna d'tmura yudgim lamad aleph, as it seems very clear in the Gemara and the Mishnah and Tmura, when the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says, ein hatzibur v'shutafim osin tmura, the Mishnah refers to exchanging a korban, and it refers to both a tzibur and shutafim. So the Mishnah is clear that there's two different musagim. What are they? Mipnei sheyesh b'tzibur shel Yisrael kedusha u'mitziyut klalit. There is a kedusha of the klal. It's a separate, unique identity. She'ena ne'erechet klal klapei achelek shel kol prat. It's not related, it's not established around, it's not organized, it's not valued around the individual. V'hi omedet lema'ala migidrei chaluka. And it stands beyond any form of division. You can't divide. There's no such thing as division. U'bishvil kach korbanot tzibur tzrichin liyot mishel tzibur davka. That is why shezehu inyan hakedusha shel haklal kulo. There is no Bill Gates honorary korban, because I can't have an individual. There's no such thing as individuals. There is a unit, a value, a klal that does not relate to the prat. It's not related to what I get out of it. It's not related to what I give into it. It is related to this essence, a definition, an identity that transcends its individual parts. Ashutaf, and if you ever read Ala Tshuva, Rabbi Soloveitchik discusses this as well very clearly. Even if every single member of Klal Yisrael, not a single exception, even if every single member of Klal Yisrael became partners in a korban, that's still called shutafut. This is not we as 12 million individuals donating a bull. It is one entity called Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur, donating a bull. And this, in a slightly different topic, might relate to a difficult Rambam. The Rambam is first, we're going to come through it from a Gemara. You know, for example, that we say in Parshat Ekev, V'hayayim shamoa tishmu, and we said that we have to u'la'avdo b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem, that's in Devarim Yud Aleph in Ekev. And you know that the Medrash there, the Sifri, tells us that what is avodah shebalev? That is tefillah. The Medrash tells us that avodah shebalev is tefillah. And that is where we all get this idea of avodah, and it's hard work. Okay. Now it is avodah shebalev, and yet there is a value to davening together, as we just did a few minutes ago. Look at the Gemara in Brachot, it's at the bottom of Zayin Amud Bet, and it's towards the bottom of our first page. Amar le Rabbi Yitzhak Lev Nachman, it's a long Gemara, I quoted this at the beginning of it. My time lo ati mar le be knishta litzluye. What does litzluye mean? To daven, litzluye, titkabel slow tone. Why didn't the master come to shul today to daven? Why did you come to shul today? Amar le lo yachil, I wasn't able to. Happens. Amar le lichne me lamar asara velitzle. Why didn't the master gather, second line, 10 people together to daven? Amar le tricha li milta, it was too hard. I don't know, maybe he was sick. It was too hard, maybe he was elderly. I couldn't do it, I couldn't gather. I hear you, but I couldn't do it. Veleima leimar, you'll see why we did what we did today, and we should do it regularly. Veleima leimar li shlucha de tzibura, you should have told the shliach tzibur. Ba'idna de matzle tzibura, at the time when the tzibur is davening, leiti velodai lamar. You can't come to shul and you can't get your own minion. But why didn't you ask the shliach tzibur? This might mean the gabai, not necessarily the chazan. But why didn't you tell the shliach tzibur that as soon as they're ready to start, it's 4:15, quick, go tell Rav Nachman that we're davening now, so you could daven at the same time. Why didn't you do that? Tefillah b'tzibur, ladies, is an equation. Tefillah b'tzibur means davening in the place of the tzibur in the time, plus during the time that the tzibur is davening. If I am in shul when they daven, well, I'm davening b'tzibur. Why am I saying it so simplistically? If I'm in the place of the tzibur, davening at the time of the tzibur, then I'm davening b'tzibur, yeah? Why would I say it so simplistically? Because the halacha is, and we just learned it from this Gemara, that if I can't get both, I should try to do at least one. For example, I can't daven, let's say, 6 in the morning, but I'll daven in shul at 7 o'clock. There's nobody there, but I have half of the idea. I have half of the components of Tehillah B'Tzibur. Or vice versa. I can't get to Shul. But they're davening at 6, I'll daven at home at 6. Yeah? And that is what we did, why we daven today, why we did, and we should do it regularly. Anyway, so the Gemara continues. So why did you do that at least? You couldn't come to Shul, you couldn't gather 10, but why didn't you at least daven at the same time? Amarle, my kule, hi, what is all this? What's the point? Enough already. Okay, I got it. Why all the musr? Amarle, on the second to last line. Amarle, de amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, turn to Chet, amar Aleph. My dichtiv va'ani, it's a misprint a little bit. My dichtiv va'ani tfilati lecha Hashem eit ratzon, says the Gemara, eimatai eit ratzon, b'sha'a she'atzibur mitpanalim. So even though we have avodah shebalev, it's intensely personal, it's intensely private, I don't scream to everybody, Hashemnu bagadnu, even in a Sephardi shul, which davens so gorgeously, every word out loud, so it's honey to the ears. Even they, Hashemnu bagadnu is quiet, and many other things are quiet too. But you don't scream out, "Hey, everybody, look at me!" First of all, that could be yuhara. Second of all, I'm not going to be honest and yell all my problems in front of everybody. I do it very privately. So even though it's avodah shebalev, I daven in a group. And so our first question will be why? What's the point? What's the point? But the Rambam seems to contradict himself, and that I wanted to focus on for a couple more minutes. The Rambam in Hilchot Tfilah, Perek Chet. The official title for Hilchot Tfilah is called Hilchot Tfilah Nesiat Kapayim. It's the halachot of davening and what you and I call Duchanim Birkat Kohanim. We know that the halachot of Kohanim are found in Hilchot Klei HaMikdash, and we talked about why that is so. But the halacha of Birkat Kohanim as part of davening is here. The Rambam says, Hilchot Tfilah Nisiyat Kapayim, Perek Chet, Halacha Dalet. V'keitzad hi Tfilah Tatzibur. What is Tfilah B'Tzibur? Yihyeh Echad Mitpalel B'Kol Ram V'Akol Shomim. One davens out loud, and everybody listens. You know what that is. You've heard that before. It's called Chazarat Hashatz, repetition of the Shemona Esrei, Chazarat Hashliach Tzibur. Good. Ve'ein osin kein b'pachot me'asara gedolim u'bnei chorin u'shliach tzibur echad mehem. You'd only need 9. The shliach tzibur is one of them. And then, v'afilu hayu miktzatan shekvar hitpalalu v'yatzu yedei chobatan mashlimin lehen asara. The halacha is that even if some people davened already, has to be a minority, but even if I davened already, this happens all the time. You daven mincha already. Sometimes when I catch the train, so some guys like to daven on the train. I try not to. But, so they come and say, you daven mincha? So I always say to them, I davened, avani achol lahashlim. I can be mashlim. I can help you complete the minyan. And that's another question that we're going to have now. Why is that? If this is a tzibur, so it should be only people who haven't davened yet. Why can I sit there and daven along with them? But the real question comes from the next Rambam. The real question comes from the next Rambam, Halacha Gimel. V'achar sheyafsia shliach tzibur. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped Halacha Bet. I'm sorry. Top of the next page, Halacha Bet. This is the Halacha Bet, not in Perek Dalet of the Rambam, Hilchot Tfilah, but in Perek Tet. I'm sorry, not in Perek Chet, but in Perek Tet. So now we're in Perek Tet of Hilchot Tfilah, Halacha Bet, top of the next page. V'hakol omdin miyad, umitpalalim belachash. As soon as we say Gaal Yisrael, we daven quietly. U'misha'eno yodeh litpalel, omeid v'shotek ad sheitpalel shliach tzibur belachash im shar ha'am. We know all this, but the question has to be why. If I can daven with the chazan, why do I daven alone? And if I daven alone, then why? Halacha Gimel. V'achar shi'afsia shliach tzibur shalosh psiot l'acharav v'ya'amor matchil u'mitpalel b'kol ram. Mitchilat ha'brachot. Why are we doing this? So he says, lahotzi et mi shelo itpalel. Why are we doing this? So if I davened already, I should leave. I'm done. why do I stand? And you'll keep reading. V'akol omdin v'shomin. Not just the people who were yotzei. Everybody has to stand and listen. V'yonin amein achar kol bracha u'bracha. Bein elu shelo yatsu yedei chovatan. Bein elu shekvar yatsu yedei chovatan. These two Rambams, Perek Chet and Perek Tet, don't seem to make sense. If I know how to daven alone, then why not listen to the Shliach Tzibur? And if I don't know how to daven alone, or if I'm able to, if I don't know how to daven alone, I can listen to the Shliach Tzibur, so why do I daven on my own? To listen to him. And I can be mashlim minyan even though I davened. The Shliach Tzibur, by the way, what did the Rambam say in the beginning of Halacha Gimel? Does the Shliach Tzibur himself daven privately? Yes. So which is it? Why do we do this? And why is it so important to stand quietly and you can tell all your friends on any side of the mechitza why it's important to listen and answer amen and not to learn and chalila chalila not to talk? What's the big deal? We're just repeating, guys, I've heard these words 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times, and I might have to hear it. Those are our questions. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a gorgeous answer which fits exactly into what we're saying. Rabbi Soloveitchik says, and he would say that I didn't read Halacha Dalet properly. Because I said, V'keitzad hi tefilat tzibur yihyeh echad v'chule, and I said, what is tefilah b'tzibur? Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, there are two unique components. And it goes exactly to what we say about korbanot, right? Avodah? There is one kind of tefilah called tefilah b'tzibur. Tefilah b'tzibur. You're davening with a group. You're davening with a group. Tefillah b'tzibur is being inspired by others, by, excuse the simplicity, but so to speak, wrapping my tefillah into the larger package. God, so to speak, chooses not to look at every one of us individually. That's tefillah b'tzibur. And that is a unique tefillah that I try to do. If I can't do it, I should do one of the components, such as davening in a shul without the right time, or davening in the right time, not in the shul, but to be part of the tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur. And there is a whole different element. There's another element. And that's not tefillah b'tzibur, that is called tefillat ha-tzibur. It is the tefillah of the tzibur. The tefillah of the tzibur. It's not me davening together with you. It is us in this new entity called Tzibur. It's one tefillah, so to speak, packaged from us, from the entity called Tzibur. Not from all of us together in the same room singing together, which is important. It's so important that I've got to daven by myself. And so does the Chazan. Even though I'm standing in a shul full of people, I daven by Tzibur. And there's another level, Tfilat HaTzibur. And those people who choose to talk during Chazarat HaShatz, or to learn during Chazarat HaShatz, are projecting, excuse the expression, an ignorance of this distinction between Tfilat B'Tzibur, important, you got up and came to shul, and Tfilat HaTzibur, the Tfilah of the Tzibur. We together as a unit, one entity, together, davening to Hashem. That's a shliach tzibur. He's not the guy with the loudest voice or the nicest voice. He's the shliach. And there's halachot of who to pick and how to pick and when, who to choose. Tfilat ha-tzibur. And that answers the questions that we asked. Sure, it's important for me to daven on my own. It's also important for me to listen to our tfilah. That's why the halacha is that I am able to contribute and be part of a larger minyan. Because I davened already, but that was tefillah b'tzibur before. But I can join the tefillat ha-tzibur. It's two different tefillot. Of course I can join. That's why I answer amen. Why are you answering amen? Amen means it is true and I believe it, but I already said it, so of course I believe it to be true. Yeah, but you're saying, as the Rambam says, I'm saying amen to a totally different tefillah. Tefillat ha-tzibur. And that's why there's a halachic preference not only to daven in a shul, and not only to daven at the time of the tzibur, but to do the two combined, because now I can then be part of the tzibur. this is really connected philosophically to what the Maharal says. The Maharal says in the Tivot Olam, in the Tiv HaTochacha, says the Maharal. And you may have heard this, but it's important to hear it in a different way. Perush, says the Maharal, Sefer Tivot Olam, sort of the middle of the second page. Perush kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh. We've talked about this before. What is the perush of everyone being responsible for everybody else? Bishvil shehem am echad. We are one nation. Mashelo timtza bishum uma she'inam am echad kamo shehem Yisrael. You are noticing similarity between Rav Kook and the Maharal, no? We hear that often. You won't find this anywhere in any other nation. V'domim. You've heard this mashal before. Now you're hearing it first. V'domim la'adam echad she'im eish makah be'echad me'evarav. She'kulam margishim ba'avur she'im guf echad. There's nobody who has, God forbid, a broken arm where the legs don't know that your arm is broken. Where your back doesn't know that your arm is broken. That your stomach doesn't know that your arm is broken. One body. There's pain. And there's always, whatever pain you have, chas v'shalom, whatever pain a person has, oh, that's really bad pain. Well, it's not your whole body, it's only here. Yeah, but my whole body feels it. My whole body feels it. Because the body is one body. It's not your arm and my arm, it's our arm, says the Maharal. V'chein, ka'asher echad mi Yisrael over avera, margishim b'chait zeh kol Yisrael. Shem kamo adam echad kihem am echad. And that's why we have Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. I cannot sit idly by and say, you're sinning, it's okay with me. I can't. It pains me, it hurts me. It's not just that we're partners and do whatever you want. You and I are intertwined. We're part of the same tzibur. We're part of the same tefilat hatzibur. We're part of the same korbanot zibur. Litzbor means to gather. We're all gathered. I'm just going to say one more idea. The Tanya. The Tanya says it a little bit differently. Shekulan matimot ve'av echad lekulana. We're all joined and we have one father. V'lachein nikru kol Yisrael achim achenu. Why? Mamash mitzad shoresh nafsham bashem echad rak shagufim mechulakim. Physically, we're different bodies. But imagine your outlook. New outlook. We leave this Beit Midrash with a brand new outlook. We view the current events with a new outlook. Imagine you hadn't seen your sister in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, didn't know how she was doing, never got an email from her. And all of a sudden, you see her from across a room. Maybe she's not dressed the way you want her to dress. Maybe she's not acting the way you want her to act. But she's your sister. You haven't seen her in so long. You're not going to run over and give her a hug? Imagine that if every Jew, taxi drivers and bus drivers and cleaning ladies and other people on the bus, community followers and community leaders, imagine they're all your family members. I have to go further. They're not family members. They're you. Someone is not stepping on your toe. Someone's stepping on my toe, just that it's all the way on the side of the bus. It pains me. It hurts me. This is what a tzibur is. It's not just a group of people, because a group of people like each other, don't like each other. Partners break up also. Rachman al-Islam, marriages break up. You cannot netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. You can't do anything about it. There's nothing to do about it. An individual person can choose Rachman al-Islam to leave the tzibur. But the tzibur remains intact regardless. So it's impossible. Partners, you don't have that. Take a look at the way the Radvaz. The Radvaz was Rav David ben Zimra. He died in the 1600s. Late Rishon, early Achron. And the Radvaz wrote many Svarim. He was the chief rabbi of Egypt. for many years. He lived in Israel and left, and for I think it was 40 years he lived in, he was the chief rabbi of Egypt, the chief rabbi of Egypt. What does the Radvaz say? Ro'im et kol Yisrael ki ilu hem guf echad. Af al pi shagufim mechulakim. Kevan shenishmoteihem mimakom echad chutzvu. Lachzov means to chisel, usually by rocks. To chisel rocks, to quarry. Every neshama. Sounds like a nice idea. We're seeing halachic ramifications. Hareihem keguf echad, shaneshama achat. From all generations, we are seeing this concept of looking at Klal Yisrael not just as a lot of people, which is very special and very inspiring to see a lot of people, but we are looking at Klal Yisrael in a new way, in a new entity, from a new perspective, a new essence, a new identity. And that when I look at my brothers and sisters who may or may not act like me, I have to treat them like family, treat them like me. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, it's a beautiful song, we sing it all the time. But what does that mean? It means that just like when I make a mistake, so what do? My defense mechanisms are usually up, and I say, oh, you know, because I was busy, because I was pressured, alright, you know what, I don't always do that, oh, okay. Or I laugh it off. I get injured almost every sukkah, for some reason, building a sukkah. I'm just not too good with, you know, my hands. I'm a world-renowned guitar player, but I bake matzah every year. Somewhere, somehow, I get burned. I'm a little bit like that. What can I say? I forgot why I was saying that. Just a confession. That's right. So what do? So I bang my head on something in the sukkah, and what do I say? I'm just not good at that. Okay. I don't say, oh, you fool! Certainly not to myself. What are you, idiot? You can't do... I say, I'm not a builder. Some people, I'm not a math person. Why can't... If we say that about ourselves, then why can't we say that about another part of ourselves? V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So they made a mistake? They serve God differently than you? Or they don't yet serve God? Okay. Well, we're a little bit... Okay, it's okay. We laugh it off. Instead of taking it so to heart, we believe strongly, firmly, that the way we are serving God is 1,000% lechatchila for us. The way we choose to learn Torah is 1,000% correct. The only way to go for us. Have the zechut to learn Torah in Israel. Most Jews would have died to get your opportunities, and many did. And I have the opportunity to support or to actually serve in that country, whether it's national service or another form of national service, with a uniform or without a uniform, but I serve that country, l'chatchila 1,000,000% for us. Does that mean that God created only people like you and me? That would be a very boring world. He didn't. He created 12 Shvatim, and each one is part of our family. He created 70 ways to view the same Pasuk. It's all part of our family. And our bracha to you and to me and to all of Klal Yisrael is that we see them as family members, they see us as family members, and really, we end Divrei Torah very often with these words, but I think now more than ever, we feel sometimes that Mashiach is so far away, that Mashiach is hibernating because we're fighting amongst each other. And I believe, and we all believe, that if we were to literally, lema'an achai v'reai, if we mamish treated everyone, acheinu kol beit Yisrael, as really Acheinu, really our brothers and sisters, we have to believe that today's gathering is nothing compared to what it will be when Mashiach finally arrives. Amen.